Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. I am your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing recommendation by some economists for Zimbabwe to use Zig currency for all services, including passports and fuel, as a way of strengthening the local currencies. Others, however, are calling for a change of government to inspire market confidence and stabilize the local currency. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in Ukraine. Many Ukrainians are hoping the outcome of the U.S. elections will help bring an end to Russia's war on Ukraine. Anna Chernikova reports.
In the capital, Kyiv, and elsewhere in Ukraine, people wonder and worry about the outcome of U.S. elections and how it will affect their war-battered homeland. Some residents, like Angelina, express hope.
I have expectations that the future president will support us, our politics, our military actions.
Other residents, like Dmitro, are worried.
I wonder who will win, and in general, what will be the policy towards our country. This is what I'm interested in, and God grant that both of them will support us.
The biggest fear is that the new U.S. administration will end its support and abandon Ukraine in its fight against Russia, says political analyst Mykola Davyduk.
Turning a once democratic country into an autocracy costs millions of deaths, and this is what the country is afraid of.
After 2.5 years of war, a key factor affecting morale in Ukraine is the uncertainty of what is to come under a new White House administration. Trump promises to end the war quickly, and many fear that means Ukraine would be forced to make too many concessions if he returns to office. At the same time, Ukrainians remember that Trump as president approved the sale of Javelin anti-tank systems that help Ukraine fight Russia at the start of the full-scale invasion. The Obama-Biden administration had rejected Ukraine's request for those weapons in 2014, when Russia invaded Crimea and took over much of eastern Ukraine's Donetsk region. But feelings among Ukrainians are mixed, with some, like Svetlana, fearing a Trump victory.
Trump is such a strange man, and he has quite strange thoughts.
And others, like Ivan, find reassurance based on past experience.
Trump was already president. His methods are known, and there's nothing to be afraid of, I think.
The U.S. under the Biden administration has been generous with Ukraine, spending $175 billion to support it since the start of the full-scale invasion. But there is frustration among Ukraine's leaders who say the aid has been slow to arrive.
The Russian army is now trying to take advantage of a situation when we are waiting for supplies from our partners, especially from the United States of America, and that is exactly why the speed of deliveries means stabilizing the front.
Analysts say if elected, Kamala Harris' policies would likely be like Biden's, and the prospect of continuity is reassuring to some. But it makes others nervous that the war could drag on. A poll by the Rosenkopf Center in Kyiv finds 44% of Ukrainians surveyed think Ukraine and Russia should start peace negotiations soon, but most responders see Putin's conditions as unacceptable. With fatigue building among Ukraine's top supporters in Europe, many here see the U.S. elections as more of a lifeline than ever, albeit one that is not entirely certain. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Zimbabwe's heavy reliance on coal-based energy is adversely affecting the health of families on coal mining regions who continue to be exposed to polluted air from coal burning. Columbus Mavunga visited the Wange Thermal Power Station about 700 kilometers from Harare and the surrounding area where residents have complained about the air pollution.
32-year-old Tinashe Russell Matika says he's worried about the emissions from Wange Thermal Power Station, which burns coal to generate energy. Matika says as the coal burns, dark smoke drifts over his home less than a kilometer away, creating health hazards and risks to farming.
The ash now poses a threat not just to the human beings, the people around, also to the vegetation. It is now harder to conduct subsistence farming. The law does not mandate that these companies test the exposure of community members to the pollutants, but rather only the labor aspect is covered by the Pneumoconiosis Act.
Matsika was referring to a law that mandates that companies pay for pneumoconiosis tests, but only for its employee. Pneumoconiosis is a lung disease that is caused by breathing in dust and manifests in coughing and inflammation, doctors say. And continued exposure to the dust can lead to cancer. The Wangetsema power station is operated by the government-owned Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, or ZESA. Residents near the power plant say the problem has existed for years. The Zimbabwe government has yet to respond to the concerns of the communities affected by the coal-burning energy power stations. An advocacy group known as the Greater Wange Residents Trust has since petitioned the government to amend a 1970s law and ensure the affected people like Matika are helped. Stembin Lovu is the group's program officer.
Of Wange's.
The community of Wange, the Ingagula community especially, is faced by air pollution, and we want people to be tested for pneumoconiosis for free and the community's relocation to a safer place with less pollution.
As the government has not responded to the petition, Tawokile Shoko, monitoring officer at the Center for Natural Resource Governance, says a solution lies in moving to clean energy.
I think we should also try and introduce the issue of solar, of using solar here in Wangai.
The Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority says ferrochrome mines are installing hydropower stations to produce between 350 and 400 megawatts of electricity for their use and possibly selling in surplus to the national grid. Sidin Gatam, ZESA's executive chairperson, added that 31,000 farms in the country will have solar power installed as part of efforts to move to clean energy and reduce pressure on the grid. Gata has spoken highly of the coming solar project on farms.
They use only 30, 35, at most 40% of the time they use electricity, mostly for irrigation. Now, with PV solar, the energy is coming every day for 10 hours or so. So they have an opportunity to capture this energy and sell it back to ZESA.
That would result in Zimbabwe less relying on thermal energy and reduce length power cuts, which last as long as 18 hours in some areas. Columbus Mavunga, VOA News, Wange, Zimbabwe.
Thank you there, Columbus. Now back to our main topic. The Zimbabwean government rolled out the gold-backed currency ZiG in April this year, aiming to stabilize the economy. But some economists say the currency is depreciating daily and different mechanisms need to be put in place to protect it. Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube recently threw his backing for the ZiG, saying that some government services will now be paid in ZiG to help bring more confidence to the currency. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world. and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find some of our stories on WhatsApp platform channels on VOA Shona, and the number for VOA Shona WhatsApp channel is +1 202 714 8675. And we also have a WhatsApp channel for VOA Ndebele. Please follow us as we are still working out modalities to provide all our programming on these channels. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by economic analyst Ms. Chenaimoyo Mutambasere, a legal analyst and ZANU-PF member based in the United Kingdom, Mr. Masimba Mavaza, and programs director at the Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice, Mr. Tendai Mbofana. But I'll start off with you, Ms. Mutambasere. How are you? And welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I am doing well. Thank you.
So, Ms. Mutambasere, what is your view on the current state of the ZIG?
Well, I think to begin with, we must understand that the ZIG and our focus on the ZIG is more of a red herring, really, because ZIG is not the common currency in Zimbabwe, and it will not be for a while. Even by looking at the monetary policy statement, you can see that over 80% of Zimbabwe's broad money stocks are actually foreign currency. They're in U.S. dollars. So ZIG is not as important as we are being made to believe by the Zimbabwean government, whether it's the governor himself or the Minister of Finance. Rather, what we are seeing is the printing of the ZIG to try and address the government being able to meet its short-term obligations in the way of making their contractor payments. Because we are having here a government that has actually run out of the foreign reserves. I do not believe, even by looking at the monetary policy statement, that Zimbabwean government is currently solvent, that they can actually meet their short-term obligations. So the ZIG essentially has been designed as a short-term, perhaps long-term measure to address the differences of being able to meet their contractor payments. And so all these issues or all these stories that we are seeing really around the ZIG are really just designed to make sure that they're able to print the ZIG and that contractors are then forced to accept it as legal tender by saying that this is actually the currency that's going to be accepted by government departments. But even when you consider the fact that I believe when it was launched that the governor said he was at the time not going to print more than what was available in reserve stocks, and even not going to print more than the 90 million that he had currently printed at the time. So you can't obviously look at an economy being run on 90 million worth of ZIG, or even the full 285 million reserves that were available when the ZIG was launched. So this idea that we are suddenly going to be able to use ZIG for everything, to me, like I said, is a red herring that is really meant to address the discrepancies of government being able to meet its short-term obligations.
Thank you very much. I'll come to you, Mr. Mavaza. Some analysts say that there has to be good governance for the currency to stabilize. What's your take? And also, if you can comment on what Ms. Mutambasere just said.
Mutambasere has said.
Mr. Mavaza, go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm saying, let me start by what Mrs. Mutambasere had said. Yes, one thing we must understand is that ZIG has only been in circulation for the past 4 or 5 months now, and it's not the only current. ZIG is actually a legal tender for all the public and private debts, and it is a part of a multi-current basket that includes US dollar, rand, and pula. So it is part of the currency we are working with. We are dealing with a multi-current economy. So to single out one current out of the multi-current we are using and then scrutinize it in that way, it's a bit of malicious. The reality of the matter is it is not expected that ZIG would get so much confidence above all the other currencies which have been in the circulation for years. Zig is actually gaining a momentum here and there. Yes, it falls here and it gains power again tomorrow. That's what every currency do. It falls and it gains as well. It does not gain forever, neither does it fall forever. But what is important is it has not fallen drastically as to suggest usefulness, unusefulness. It has actually done very well in the 4 months, in the 5 months. So what we are looking at now and what the government is actually monitoring and improving on it is that at the moment, over 90 million ZIG is in circulation. We will be improving it as much as how much we are having in our gold reserves. But remember, gold is mined every day. So the possibility of having more strength in ZIG is high because we are mining gold, we control our mining skills and everything else. For the past month, I can agree that ZIG had been struggling. The reason was because the government introduced the law to ban riverside mining, and a lot of urban miners were stopped from working. And as a result, the input of gold got a knock and a tumble. So because of that, ZIG was a bit shaken. But we are getting there, and it will defy all the odds.
What about the issue of good governance?
Good governance has nothing to do with the stability of the ZIG. What we have at the moment, we do have good governance. And it's a topic of another day, but the reality is those detractors and those who wanted us and the ZIG to fail are finding a reason to blame the good government of Zimbabwe as if it is the reason for ZIG to fail. Those economists, Ms. Ntabachere, would actually school us more on that. The currency does not go down because of bad governance in 4 months. Bad governance cannot be a such result in 4 or 5 months. ZIG has been in circulation for 4 months. It's the 50 months. And it has its own days. It has stumbled, it has gained, it has lost, and it's gaining again. So this has nothing to do with governance, with bad governance. Yes, we can look at our governance, we can look into corruption, we can look into so many issues. These are the reasons why ZIG is falling, because people are having no confidence in the money we control ourselves, because they still believe that the government is corrupt or is bad governance, and therefore they cannot put their strength on a currency which is fully controlled by government or by a maladministration power. But that's not right, because the government is doing the best it can. We are not a bad government, and the government is not in any way, it cannot be classified as bad government, or rather having practiced bad governance. Mm-hmm. In other words, Zimbabwe could be one in the top 10 of the better governments in the world.
Thank you, Mr. Mangaza. Mr. Mbofane, if you may come in, what are you seeing on the ground regarding the ZIG? And is it readily available? And what are people saying regarding its value day to day?
Thank you so much, Mangaza. On the ground, there is no ZIG. And at one time, I personally characterized it as a phantom currency because, to be quite honest, since it was launched on the 5th of April, 2024, I've only come across, I think, four 10 ZIG notes and a couple of coins. It means the ZIG is not readily available. The people cannot access the ZIG. And to add on to what has already been said, the issue of bad governance is a factor. If the people do not trust their government, because let's remember, this is, if I'm not mistaken, the sixth currency that the government has introduced in a very short space of time, in about 2 decades. What it shows is that each time a new currency has been introduced, it has failed dismally. What is that symbolic of? As far as I'm concerned, is symbolic of the lack of trust the people have, the lack of confidence people have in their own government. And that is reflected in how they reject the currency. Let's also remember that one factor that determines the strength of the currency is supply and demand of that currency. Yes, the government might be trying their best to control the supply side of the ZiG, but at the same time, is it really in demand? Are people really eager for that to have the ZiG in their pockets? So that's why the government, immediately after introducing the ZiG, went on a feverish crackdown on illegal money changers on the streets, because they knew that once the people were paid, let's say civil servants and others who are paid in the ZiG, the first thing that they would do immediately after receiving that money was to exchange it for the U.S. dollar, which they believe is more stable and is a better store of value. So that lack of confidence and trust in the government is reflected in the people's rejection of the ZiG. And at the end of the day, no matter how many money changers and illegal traders that they arrest, the ZiG right now is sitting at 25 to 1 U.S. dollar, which this is just after 5 months. So one can only imagine where the rate will be by December or by April next year, after 1 year the ZiG has been introduced. It could be anywhere from 100 or 200 to 1 US dollar. So you can see that the issue of confidence has to be addressed. And that issue cannot be addressed through advertisements or advertisements or on radio or TV and the newspaper or urging people to trust the ZiG. This is directly linked to the people's lack of confidence and trust in the government that is in power. They do not believe what they say. They don't believe the monetary policies. They do not even believe this whole thing about the gold reserves and foreign currency reserves that the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Most people even believe the 14 ZIG 80 official rate is rigged, is fraudulent. Just like we saw with the past currency, whatever we called it, now ZWL, whatever we called it, the official rate was always rigged on the auction system. So those things that people see, those things are what make them lose confidence in the government. They don't believe what the government will be telling them about whatever currency is put out there. Mm-hmm. So that would be, as long as that issue is there, it will always be problematic. No matter what currency the government comes out with, no matter what name they give it, people will just see it as a data check or the bond note or whatever it is, with a different name and a different color, because this is a government that cannot be trusted.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Ms. Mutambasiri. Tomboti mapuwa mkana imuwa kufunzwa. Tisaka zonzi hii kutimari yezigi iwaneo uremu wayo uchiwani kwa uchi chengete zika monoti chii. Chii chinofanda kuitwa?
Chinoitika panyaya yezigi. Chekutanga chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti takatarisana neZiG iyi. ZiG inotori ine nzira iri kuita kuti mari irasike munyika. Sekutaurwa kwaitwa navambofana vabva kutaura manje manje kuti tiri kuziva isusu kuti mustreet ZiG inenge iri pa 1:25:26. Asi mucentral bank vanenge vachitengesera ave makampani vashoma vanowana mukana wacho. Vanenge vachitengeserwa ne US dollar ne 1:13 ZiG. Tichiita kuti izvi zviite kuti mari irambe ichirasika munyika. Takazoona zvakare pakabva kutanga interchange auction muna 2020. Tichiita iyo ZWL ichinzi zvakare yaitengeswa nemutengo uri pasi. So kuti tinyanyotaura zvekuti tingaita sei kuti ZiG iwane huremu, kuti ZiG iwane value, tinenge tichitotanga kutadzokera kumatongerwe enyika. Tichange tatarisa kuti vanhu vari kugadzira mapolisi aya vari kugadzira here zvinoita kuti nyika ifambe iende kumberi. Tiwanewo kuti zvanga zvichitaurwa, I think even vamavhaza vataura sekudaro kuti munyika medu zvinenge zvichida kana iri supply and demand. Tinenge tichifanira isusu kuti vanhu vanenge vachida mari yeZimbabwe nekuti vari kuuya kuzotenga zvinhu muZimbabwe. Asi pare zvino takatarisa muZimbabwe, Zimbabwe inoenda kunotenga kune dzimwe nyika. So tinoramba tichida US dollar, tinoramba tichida maranzi kuti tikwanise kutenga kune dzimwe nyika. So hurumende yaifanira kugara pasi yotarisa kuti iyo mapolisi zvii zvatingaita munyika zvinoratidza kuti vanhu vanenge vane trust nematongerwo ari kuitwa nyika yeZimbabwe vanhu vanenge vane trust neruzivo kuti nyika yedu iri kubva pa A ichienda pa B zvichizofamba zvakadii iko zvino tinogona kungomuka mumwe musi tinonzwa Minister of Finance vachitaura kuti takuda kuita de-dollarize asi kana vanyora mamandatory policy statement zvavo zvinenge zvakavigwa hazvinyorwi hazvibudi pajekerera kuti zviri kufamba sei zvakare gore rapfuura takambenge tichinzwa sekutaura sekunzi kuchauya neimwe currency takazongoona April yasvika havana kunge vatipa mandatory policy statement yekuti tizive kuti zvinenge zvakafamba sei mari yacho inenge ichirevei kana vachiti structured currency zviri kurevei hatina kunyanyozvipiwa izvozvo kusvika mari yacho yakutonzi yava mumastreets takutoishandisa so izvi ndo zvinenge zvichitaurwa kuti kana tichitaura kuti governance vanhu vanouya kuzotenga muzimbabwe vanhu vanenge vakabata mari yezimbabwe mari iyoyo iri kurepresenta matongerwo enyika yezimbabwe kana zvisina kufamba zvakanaka zvisina kugadzikana mari yacho icharamba ichingodonha value yemari iyoyo icharamba ichingodonha hazvina basa kuti vasunga here avo vari kuchinja mari mumastreet kana kuti vanyora mamagazini kana manewspaper kuti vanhu vese torai zig zig inenge ichitoreka inenge ichiwana simba pakuti iri kunge ichi matongerwo enyika akamira sei ndozvazvinoreva.
Thank you so much there, Ms. Mutambasere. Over to you, Vamavaza. Mungutipa mchidimbu kuti saka zvamira zvakadai manzwa zvataurwa na amai Mutambasere. Munoti?
Zvatida kuchitone panapa ndezvekuti hongu zigi rine miedzo iri kuiedza yakawanda iri kukonzerwa nekuti vanhu havasinyanya kuimba nayo nekuti vajaira mari dzagara dziringo dzichitamba kare asi kuuya kwezigi kwakaitawo kuti yainonzi inflation inflation rate iwe low and zvakare yakakonzera yatingatiso pachiringu stable official exchange zvinoitika hazvo kuti mubhanga guru renyika rate yezigi inenge yakatarwa pamari yatingati 1:13 asi panze mumigwagwa umu inenge yakatarwa nemutengo pamusorosoro atingatadzise kuti nyika ifambe nekuda kwematsotsi ari mumugwagwa epamusika mitema yatingati yeblack market saka zvinoitikapamusika mitema pablack market hazvifanirwe kucontrola mamiriro enyika nyika isina mari yayo haikwanise kuva nemari yekuchengeta inenge ichitongotambwa nhabvu nedzimwe nyika saka nyika inofanira kuita mari yayo inofanira kuitawo mari yayo kwanisa kuti ndo yedu nhasi iri pakati mangwana iri pakati takaitsigira nezvinhu zvedu zvatinowana saka
Thank you there, Mr. Mavaza. Let me also give a chance to Mr. Mbofana, who's on the ground. Mbofana, motipa mazwenye kwedzisira tichivharisa chirongo.
Mazwenye kwedzisira mazwenye kuti nyika haingangori kungofira kuti tinofanirwa kuve tine mari yedu. Tofira izvozvo. Kana tinofanirwa kuve tine mari yedu. Nyika chaiyo inoremekedzekawo pasi rino inofanirwa kuve mari yayo. Asi sekutaurwa kwazvaitwa ngapaiswe mapolisi anoratidzawo kuti hurumende iri serious kana kuti iri kurevesa nezvairi kuita iri kuda kuti mari yacho ive yakasimba ive inodiwa nevanhu havasi vanhu vese vari munomunyika vari kungoda zvepolitics kuti madistractor tichivapa mazita ayo vanhu muzimbabwe vatambura vari kuda kugara zvakanaka havana basa nepolitics dzekuti mari iri muno tinoda kufara tichiona ichiwa tinoda kuhora mari tichive nemari muhomo dzinotenga asi zvava kutangira kuhurumende yacho kuti kana yaunza mari ndaimboti tangounza mari chete isina kuisa mapolicies acho anoitawo kuti ataurwaya zvakuitwawo kana local industry chayo inogadzira zvinhu zvekuti tinotengeserawo kune dzimwe nyika tisingangoimporti zvese zvese.
Thank you, Mr. Mbofana. We also heard from Mr. Mavaza and Ms. Mutambasere. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, a marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.